someone.
All right, so here's something I started to talk about in the last hour. And we're here 4 hours a day, by the way. If you ever miss a moment, you can go to stevegruber.com, click the Listen Live button, boom. Between 5 and 9 Eastern time every morning, there I am, this big, greasy, smiling face to greet you. Maybe it'll scare the daylights out of you, but I guarantee you one way or the other, whether it's the coffee, the conversation, or this, we're going to wake you up, all right? Gas stations, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is more frightening than even this. Gas stations in Washington, the state of Washington, are being reprogrammed to accommodate $10 a gallon gas. Can't make it up. $10 a gallon gas being put together on the pumps there is our average now is $4.58.9 or whatever it is. And so they're looking at the real possibility across this country of gasoline being $10 a gallon. Folks can't afford five. Most folks can't afford four. They'll stomach it the best way they can. But at $4.50 a gallon, two-thirds of Americans are already changing what they do behind the wheel. They're already changing the way they drive because of this massive inflation. Can you imagine $10 a gallon for gasoline? What about chicken wings for $34? What about chicken? I'm being serious now. Don't throw up your Cheerios, but I'm being serious. I'm sorry, Lucky Charms, sir. For $34, chicken wings. That's a headline here. Milk's up 25%. Bacon's up 35%. Consumers have actually been shielded so far from the full smack of soaring expenses. We haven't seen the full brunt of this yet. Jeff Good. And this comes from the OC Register. Jeff, I share this story because the headline was so shocking. He co-founded three restaurants in Jackson, Mississippi. Around 18 months ago, a 40-pound box of chicken wings cost him $85. Now it's about $150 and rising. Cooking oil and flour have doubled in the past 5 months, but it's not just ingredient prices going up. He's paying more for labor and services, too. Even the company that maintains his air conditioners has tacked on a $40 fuel charge every time they show up to cope with. With that, he's raising the prices on his menu. A 15-piece order of chicken wings, a signature dish at Sal and Mookie's Pizzeria, was $13.95 before COVID. Now wing costs can vary so much that they're labeled at market price. It's like lobster. Chicken wings like lobster. Market price. Some restaurants do it that way. At peaks, the menu price can be $27.95 for 15 wings. $27.95, it's almost $2 a wing. And it's an almost barely there margin. The real cost is closer to about $34. Does he keep it on the menu or just dump the wings? Because at $34... Who's buying chicken wings? Right? And at $34, dumping them in the trash would be even more painful. Even more painful. It is, it's crushing. Thank you, Joe Biden. Hell of a job you've done. Meanwhile, the misinformation board or board of truth or truth of ministry of ministry of truth, whatever they called that, they put a stop to it, apparently. But don't worry. They'll still be spying on you and me and everything you and I do, just like they've been doing. Listen to this. It's Byte 17, by the way. Byte 17.
You think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did address what was happening across the country when it came to disinformation.
And it's okay it's all, right now.
It's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterization from outside outside forces, and so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it, and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
The work doesn't stop. We're going to continue to do all of this. You see, because why would we stop doing it? We wouldn't stop doing it. They wouldn't stop doing that. And one more, you know, I'm going to go back to bite number five here because I missed one other big, ugly lie. Because you keep hearing the administration, we've been on top of it from day one. The border, we've been doing everything we can. Inflation, we're doing it from day one. We've done everything we can. You know, the supply chain shortage, Pete Buttigieg, back before Christmas, we've done it from day one. We've been on top of this. Well, apparently, bite five, gas prices again, record highs. They say they've been doing everything they can from day one. That's a big, fat, ugly lie. Listen to this.
While other families have common sense alternatives for feeding their infants, this mom says her little man must have that one specific brand.
But if there's no formula, what are we supposed to do? That's where we're getting very angry and furious over the situation. We have no guidance. We don't know how long this is going on for. All we see is that it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's just getting worse. Everything is getting worse. Anyhow, you know, I look at all this and I'm like, I cannot wait until the 8th of November. You probably feel the same. We have got to throw these people out as soon as possible. Meanwhile, check out WellConnect GEO, WellConnectGeo.com. You want to save a ton of money? You can do it if you put a WellConnect geothermal system in your house. If you have a well in your yard, you might have the perfect system to save 70%. Go look. Why wait? WellConnect Geo, WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be right back.